When did you decide to make it into a whole room installation as opposed to just like one off piece?
I think when I realised that that an art gallery was like a shop. I said before, what's the difference between an art gallery, a car showroom, and art and cars, and you know, an art dealer and a car salesman? And it's, you know, it's just, you realise that all these rooms are just rooms, and they're all the same. They have a similar function, and you know, you can clean out a hospital and make it into an art gallery. You can clean out an art gallery and make it into a doctor's surgery, you know. And I think when you go, I mean, I was doing installations with the butterflies, so I'd kind of done kind of whole room environments, and I just thought that'd be a great one to do. But also, I mean, just that directness, just to confuse people. It's like, you know, if people are looking at art in one way and medicine in another way, and that's got the possibility to jump from one thing to another and to constantly surprise, whereas medicine doesn't. It's got to constantly deliver something which is going to heal you, and there's a lot of rules, whereas in art there's no rules. Then, then to be able to turn an art gallery into a pharmacy, you get that very, you know, that surrealism, that, you know.
Well, you said in New York, when you put pharmacy up for the first time, you love the fact that lots of people walked out of the lift, walked into the room, went like to the wrong floor, got back into the lift, went down to the ground floor, came back up and went, oh yeah, this is the sausage, it's the show then. Well, why did you like that? Why did you like that?
Because
ambiguity and blurring of...
Because I think that's what's brilliant about art, is to take the world as you know it and change it and represent it to you in a way that you don't expect it. I think that's what art's greatest function is. You know, to make, you know, because, you know, it's like, you know, like the viewers, like you, as you know, for you to, you know, I mean, that always has that power to, for you to make you think twice, to think again, to, you know, to not know where you are, to, you know, to lose your bearing, and then, but again, I mean, what we were saying at the beginning was that was two things. I keep trying to leap back to two things, and one is the confidence that it had, and the other, the simple confidence of it, the confidence of it. But then also, I don't know, I can't remember. No, there's two things.
I can't remember
either. The confidence of the...
The confidence of the...
Of the medicine cabinets in their own right.